Happy Chanukah, everybody. Zayis Chanukah. This is it. Kaidish Kadoshim. Anything you want, ask the Rabbi Yerushalayim. He's ready to give it to you. You know what I want? I want to be able to thank my head off for the rest of my life. That's what I want. Number one request. To thank big time. To thank and thank and thank and thank and thank. That's Chanukah. You gotta thank your head off for the rest of your life. A yid has to learn to thank, you know, how good the Eibishter is, how thankful you have to be. That's Chanukah. Anyway, we try our best to thank. I want to tell you something, two vetlach that I heard. I want to thank, first you gotta thank people. I want to thank my wife for the delicious latkes she made. Thanks to her, my buttons are popping all over the place. Thank you, Davidson. She doesn't hear. Ladies, please don't be upset. My wife knows me. You know, she never... Anyway, she'll get her Olam Haba, my wife. I always ask the kasha. It says, if a person's wife is not so good, then he'll never see Gehenna. My father, I want to thank Torah anytime, Kavish Kacha Pratius, Rabbi Yosef Yafi, and Kala Lashin. Now, I had a kasha. I tell you, my father isn't Raya Pnei Gehenna. I'll tell you why. My mother... My father was a Galiziana. He liked to make jokes 24/7. He was full of jokes. Anybody remembers my father? All he knew how to do all day was jokes. He knew plenty, but he was levadic. He all day long he had another joke, another joke, another joke, another joke. And my mother, the Yeki, did not hop one joke. But my brother tells me 3 o'clock in the morning she would suddenly wake up and laugh. Oh. So I tied to my father. Nebuch, my father had to go through such a hard life. My mother ate it right up to get him. Now, but to have a rabbi to know the chop your jokes. Guess who else did the chop jokes? Do you know Reb Nosson? I gotta watch what I'm saying. I hope there's nobody from the family that's listening to this. But that's what they said. He was fun. Reb Nosson? He used to crack jokes all day. And his rabbi, I heard, was not into it. It's fine. It's fine. They're both in Olam Haba. Anyway, they're both meichel me if I made my jokes over here. Now, what do I want to say? Now, there are two things that I remember. Listen closely, Rabbi Say. Reb Helig Reb Shneya Kotler. Reb Gershon held a lot from Reb Shneya. Every time I went to France, Reb Gershon Lieberman used to constantly tell me how great Reb Shneya is. Reb Shneya Kotler, he loved Reb Shneya. He once told me he's a real Baal Musa. It was true. Reb Shneya was heavy involved in Musa, not stuff. And Reb Gershon had a lot of respect for him. Now I look back and I say, aha, I know these Navardigas. There's a kinna issue because Lakewood's bigger than Navardig. So that's the reason why he's always praising Reb Shneya. Always praising Reb Shneya, Reb Shneya, Reb Shneya. But in this case, I would say it was even real, too, because he really did admire Reb Shneya. But he used to do that. There was somebody there who competed with him. You know, when you had a choice of hearing him or someone else, a great speaker. Now, Reb Gershon was one of the worst speakers I ever heard in my life. Whenever I came there, I used to fall asleep promptly. So I just thought it was jet lag. But then I hopped. How come the jet lag only catches up when he speaks? And suddenly the jet lag, so suddenly I can't move. I used to fall asleep. By the way, Reb Gershon, the Heiliger Reb Gershon Lieberman, a true story heard of Amy P.A., the chassan of Reb Moshe Soloveitchik's son. They asked Reb Gershon Lieberman to speak. For some reason, he spoke way too good to his liking. And he didn't like the fact that everyone's coming over to him, telling him, "What a great speech! Uh-oh, that's not for me. What a great speech is not for me." So he promptly laid down in the middle of the dancing floor. Like, whatever. That's what he did. I heard this from Aidme P.A. Reb Gershon Lieberman wanted to make sure, no coverage for me, don't give me that stuff. I'm not interested. "But you're such a great speech." "Yeah, yeah, yeah, I don't want that stuff." I advise the Olam not to do that. Speak good. We'll talk about it some other day when you're ready to stop speaking good. I'm not even ready to do that. Besides, I'm such a phenomenal speaker that it's not shy for me. not to speak with. I'm so overqualified. There's no better speaker than me. Forget it. I'm gewaldig, like not shy. Anyway. Now, Reb Gershon Liebman used to tell me, first I'm going to tell you something you used to hear from Reb Gersh, from Reb Shneur Kotler, and something that I heard from Reb Gershon constantly. And I want to repeat both these things. Now, I didn't always hop for people what they were saying. Why, what, when. But that everybody knows in Lakewood, the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Shneur Kotler used to always say, Adarabah, Faked God. Who remembers that? He was full of that. He used to joke a little about it. And then I look back, and he was a major Baal B'tochen. Reb Shneur Kotler wasn't Pasha. He was a big Baal B'tochen. He built up the whole Lakewood. We owe him everything. It should be his chus for his Haley and Hashama. Reb Shneur, Reb Shneur. I remember Rav Ruderman came to Masbid Reb Shneur from Baltimore. The way Rav Ruderman was crying, I had a feeling of what Reb Shneur really was. Ruderman was much, much older than him. And the way he cried, Reb Shneur, Reb Shneur, Reb Shneur. The Haley Reb Shneur, with people, his midas tevis were out of this world. As I know, he was an ishpella. You know, he was nifty exactly the way Reb Aaron, you know, this exact amount of years. So just, everybody should know, in Yenneveld, he's no small person, Reb Shneur. Anyway, he used to always say, Adarabah, Faked God. Now listen to this. We once discussed how things work with Reb Shneur, with the guilty. You know, Malamim were kvetching a little bit about money, and he started talking about betachim. You have betachim, suddenly there's a check flying in from your huppets, from here, from there. And he was full of that stuff. I want to say this, Adarabah, Faked God. He used to say it for all kinds. It was like a favorite lashon that he used to always use. The Bali B'toch. Yeah, okay, look, it's Zeus Chanukah. Are you okay? Did you go to the mikveh? Did you sit and learn all day like you should? Zeus Chanukah? Did you light the candles and stand there for half an hour, for 2 hours, and start crying and start whatever, and start thanking, do everything right? Halavai. And everyone's stressed out. You didn't do anything. Why didn't you, you know, you could have been Zeus. Now, Zeus Chanukah, Rabashkin got out of Zeus Chanukah. And Mandel got $15,000 on Zeus Chanukah too a couple of years ago. We're getting there. We're getting there again. I need, whatever. But Zeus Chanukah is a big day. Oh, but you got to be Zeus. You got to work at it. You know, I always feel I could have worked more, could have worked this. The answer is Adarabah. You think it's not working? It's Dafke going to work. Something bad happened in your life? Dafke, the best things are coming your way. Just Adarabah. Just the opposite of what you think. I've had this in my life. A court case once I pulled an Adarabah. I turned around the whole world with my Adarabah. I have experiences. I just said one word. Oh yeah? We lost? Now I know for sure with that we won. And they thought I was out of my mind until they saw that we won. I wasn't playing games. Adarabah meant Adarabah. You can use it. Adarabah means, listen to the Ksav Sefer. There's a bomb Ksav Sefer. Required reading. Oh, Heiliger Ksav Sefer. You know what he says? You know what Yosef was so matzliach? He was Ish Muslach because every bad thing that happened in his life, he said, Adarabah. Only good will come out of this. All the bad things in his life, Yosef Atzadik used to always say, Adarabah. In the Vardig, there's a Sefer, an old Vardig, a Sefer, Yisrael Chan Volstein, he writes over there, an Vardig Adarabah. The Vardig is always just the opposite. Dafke, we're going to make it. Dafke, things are going to work out. Dafke, this is good. Everything looks, that's Gamzu L'Toyva. It's up to you. You're the author of, you know, your condition. Your matzav is totally in the way you treat it. If you keep saying Adarabah, Hashem will pay you back. Hashem will look. Hashem Tilcha. I met a very chashuv yid from Toronto. He has a yeshiva there, Gavaldiga. He's a Talmud of Baltimore, a very tiring young man. I started telling him my sheet. This says Amar Shah in Perek Aroya. It says, Mamish, my stuff. that the way you look at things, that's what's going to happen. Now we are going to teach that we had the best Hanukkah we ever had. I don't care what I did. The Shaila is how you're going to look at it. We are making a decision right here. This Hanukkah was gold. I don't care what really happened. Oh, he was had so much kavanah and so much. Great stories he got there. Good stuff. So Hanukkah is so we are going to teach the Yom Tov. I heard this from Gracie Yidden that said this also. That at the end of a Yom Tov, now you decide, was it a good Yom Tov or not? Were you zeichet to all the things you want to be zeichet to, or you weren't? Anyway, that's number one. Number two, I want to tell you something. So when that term of Reb Shneur to me, it's a message from Shemayim. Use that Adarabba throughout your life. You're going to go places. Anytime bad things happen, say Adarabba, Adarabba. The sand turned it to weapons to kill the goyim and everything. Yeah, it was a big. You're not feeling good. You can't send licht. You're lazy. You did maybe something you shouldn't have done. Adarabba. You know what Rabbeinu Hirsch says? Rabbeinu Hirsch says in this week's Pasha that Hashem turns everything good, including Aveiros. Aveiros, that's bad news. What bad news? That could have, what did Yosef HaTzadik tell him? Tell his brothers, the bad thing you did is creating, save the world because you sold me here. You thought you did something bad, everything, Hashem, Matzah, Hashem, Yisokim, Dalton Kel is a beautiful shoes on it. David's the world, turn around the worst thing, the worst hate, and out of that will come the best things in the world. Look, the way the world was created is everything starts with dirt. You know, dirt creates crops. You put some good fertilizer, then it really grows good. The worst schmutz you got there, the better it grows. That's the Matthias, the way Abishta made the world Adarabba, from the worst thing comes me keeping me off a doll. May Ashpaz Yoramavyan you Adarabba, Adarabba. I wish I would have had more kavana by Halal. I wish I would have this, I didn't miss this, I didn't daven good, didn't learn good, didn't he? Adarabba! Adarabba! Just say Gamzula Taiva! Just the opposite. Now I'm going to tell you something else. You know, people are Mitzumtzum. They are Mitzumtzum all over the place. And the Vardig is on a war against Tzimtzum. No Tzimtzum allowed. That means you get petty. I'll give the best example is my own B'tachim Weekly. I'm going, giving them out. No, some people take, some people don't. And I'm standing by the mikveh one day, and I forgot to get stressed out about, are they taking it, are they not? I got to get rid of this bunch, you know, before Shabbos. I want to get moving. Let's move it. Is this guy want it? That maybe you want to put this out in your shul. Maybe it's that. Vahiyah yayim, I got fashmuz with somebody, and I forgot to focus on my B'tachim weeklies. And I'm busy schmoozing with a sweet guy like Franco over here. Like a real sweet guy, like this sweetie over here. And I'm schmoozing and schmoozing and schmoozing. And I've forgotten. I'm standing there with that. Suddenly, boom, they're lapping him up like nobody's business. They're all gone. Like, what happened? Because you're not so stressed about it. You know, when you're counting and you're making the cheshbonos, you're killing it. Don't, ignorance is bliss. Don't get your mind off it. By itself works better. You know, I need to talk to different parents who are, unfortunately, the problem is that they're focusing on the kids all day. What did he do? Why did he do that? This isn't right. This is, what do you want for the poor kid? Putting him in a, boxing him up, you know, put him in a straitjacket. In your mind. You know, a lot of times you have to tell, you know, parents, don't worry about your kids. You know, I'll tell you something. My Menahel Reb, Michelle Gelbrecht, a retired Yid, I learned a lot from him. His mahalach with raising kids, don't stress, watch him grow out of it. Remember, another Yid like this who was very, very matzliach. In Chinuch, he held, bug off. just let them become what they're supposed to become without putting all your chinuch efforts in there. You ruin it. You think about it, worry about it, think, what, now let's try this, this. Bug off, and you'll do much more for them. Anyway, wow, the mitzvah betachon. Look at this, beautiful. Okay. Now, the Beis Halevi. Ah. Now, the Reb Gersh used to tell me, I don't even remember what, about betachon l'mashal, which betachon is good, accepting this type of betachon, that type of betachon. He used to always say, Alts is good, Alts is good, Alts is good. Bachlal, that was the most common expression I heard from Reb Gersh. Yeah, do it like this, yeah. So, he was not mitzumtum, no boxy business. I did something wrong yesterday. Ah! Don't get stressed, don't get caught. Very important, you say goal of an hour. Alts is good. All the Jews in God's Klal Yisrael should have major Yeshuas and all their inyanim and refuas and shidduchim, everything, the most impossible cases, suddenly things start happening. Achin Yatzliach, you got to keep davening. When you keep davening, you get mileage. Don't be in a spoil. It's working. It's not working. You keep davening. What did the Chashmonaim do? They should be in Melitza, Yeshivras, Matisyo, Kain Godel, and Yehuda Maccabee and all of them. They should be Melitza, Yeshiv for every one of us. We want to be like them. We have to be Maisa Nefesh. Uh-oh. That's for me. What kind of stuff is this?
It's a gentleman.
Oh, Gentleman Jack. We're getting more cultured. Gentleman Jack. Anyway, Rabbi say, now I'm going to tell you a Meir de Gavot. If you put on the menorah, come inside. All the sweet guys are coming in. If you put on the menorah, and it took a long time, it's not working. And you try it again. Wick doesn't go. Another match. Oh, I forgot to do this. And it's not bright. It's not this. It's not that. What are you thinking? So the Yetzer is making you think, I see why things aren't working, because the Aveira did yesterday. See, that I deserve that. I'm getting what I deserve. It's not working good. That's why. I know. Shem's upset with me. Or why I'm having trouble and with this is not working. It's because you're nefshel and this. People do these things. They can come over to you and tell you, well, the reason why you're not having Siyata Deshmaya is because you're not having Nachas, you're not having Atzlacha, you're not making it. Because, you know, you have to work on this and that. You're not 100% the way you should be. People can do that. Now, you never know. Sometimes they may have a point. But usually, it's the Yetzer Hara on your case. Now, what do you do if you try to light? It doesn't go. Try to light? Doesn't go. Or something else goes wrong. It spills, it didn't, well, the other guy's menorah is nicer. But everything is not, it's not working. You're always late, as usual. And I sang, they didn't sing good. The kids did this and that, and the latkes didn't turn out good. And the blot gemara was so-so. All these things wrong. Now, what are you supposed to do? I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. It says that the Eibishter made things difficult. Avram Avinu, they lit in schar al kol psia upsia. He made things difficult to give him schar for every step. When you get things go wrong in your life, you know what you're supposed to do? On Avram Avinu's Gilgal. That's the answer. Avram Avinu had everything going wrong. That's me. On Avram Avinu's Gilgal. You don't go saying, Rabbi Mendel, how come everything goes wrong in my life? And you're a Gilgal of Avram Avinu. What's the problem? You want to know what kind of life Yaakovino had? I don't know why people, they say such nice pshetmach on the Torah. But the ikachas ben ha-sefer, why don't you read it? Look at their lifestyle. And that, next time you start kvetching, say, buy it all the kvetching. You want to know what Yaakov went through? You want to hear about the fighting that with Yosef? It's unbelievable. He sold a brother and he disappeared, and his wife, his Rachel, he never got his Rachel, he ended up with. How'd you like a wedding where the wrong caller comes home? The one that you said, that's the one I don't want? Here I am. Oh, no. You're just what I didn't want. And here she is. Rachel, Bitzchak Tana. What does that mean? And how would you... I want Rachel and not Leah. Bitzchak, so don't take another Rachel or Shifcha and say that I gave her a new name, Rachel. Yaakov knew who he was dealing with. Haktana, because you're going to take Leah and say, Leah, from now on your name is Rachel, and then it will have a play a ball. Okay, I gave you Rachel. You know, Yaakov, imagine what a shveri he was dealing with. If he had to think up all these things, he's ready to do that. You know, he knew him. He would say, okay, her name is Rachel. What's the problem? She just got a different name. What? I gave you Rachel, yes? Imagine what kind of nutcase. How did Yaakov live with this man? You know, if anybody had a half a shver like that, he'd say, Hashem doesn't like me. Why I get such a shver? Who has that kind of shver? Does anybody win? Anybody outdo a Yaakov Avinu's shver? Did anybody have a better a worse experience? Oh, how about being the lady that was switched, like the Mama Leah? Okay, she had a beautiful life. Oh, yes? Well, she was the one. She's the one that has to see her first day after the chasen. He looks at her and he says, oh, no. You're the one? You want to hear a true story? A friend of mine, he was a cool guy, and they read him a yeshivish shirach, like a regular yeshivish girl. And somebody made a mistake. He told me the story himself. He comes there, he rings the doorbell, and the girl answers, and she takes one look at him, and she says, oh, no. In his face. He told me the story. No, with the poor guy. Oh, no. Here's a cool guy, just what I always dreamed about. Here he is. Do you learn? Do you dominate? Are you, you still keep Shabbos? They want to read you to me. who's behind this thing? Which practical joker is doing this? Is it coming Purim? He told me. She tried to read him. She, from the first minute on, she was hard. How can we get you somebody that would fit with you? Like, it wasn't even an issue, you know. What can we do for a poor guy like you? I see the way you look, you know. You look like Nebuch. He was like a little out of it, more than a little. And you told me the story. Is that something? Oh, no. Okay. Now, what happens to the mama Rachel, the mama Leah? How does she feel, huh? Is that geschmack? When the first day, right after the chasana, Yaakovina looks at her, oh, no. You're exactly what I asked not to have. You're exactly the one I said not to have. I mean, I don't know what he said. Yaakovina was a big Balmidas. I'm not worried. But it was embarrassing. Come on. And it didn't stop right there. How would you like to be Vayara Hashem Kisnu Aleah, to live in the house together with somebody who really doesn't want you? I mean, look, we don't know anything. It's also to believe that Yaakov didn't have the slightest. You can't. We don't stop. But the Torah wants us to hear. We have to put them all in a glass case. We don't understand nobody. But we have to walk away with a Musaskel. The Mama Leah went through Gehenna. She was constantly naming her children, or maybe now will like me. Maybe now I stand the chance. And then with Bilhah, then he goes ahead and he takes Bilhah, right? He takes Bilhah instead of her. And Reuven didn't like it. We understand him. He got into trouble for that. And I liked Rachel. You're not the one. That's the story. That's the story. Now, is anybody still kvetching about the marriage situation at home? Does anybody feel, any lady out there feel that she, something went wrong in her life? Meet the Mama Leia. I want to introduce you to the Mama Leia. Now, you want to hear what peck, loss, and marriage are all about? Go meet the Mama Leia. Now, this is your Bubby. This is the one that Maisa of a similar bottom. Why doesn't anybody sit down and say, no, what are you fetching for? Look. You know how many people I told I hold you a Gilgal of David HaMelech? But nobody had his. Hey, you want to have the family who wants you out? And guess who the family is? G'dayli Yisrael, one by one? G'dayli Yisrael, mamish! Yisha used to walk home. How many tummy them? 100,000? 600,000? 600,000 used to walk him home from after he gave his shir. Alright? What? He never did a chait. And he was involved. I don't know exactly what happened there. But him and his sons? Eliav? These people were malachim. They were bombs. They hold kliyos. They were the shufra of Gans Kliyos. Based lechem Yehuda. There was nothing like them. Shmuel and Ravi, every one of those sons. And he could look right through a person. He suspected each one of them. You might be the king, you know. The Melech of Gans Klai Yisrael. This is the family. And what they do to David. David, excuse me. Could you please take care of the sheep over there? And the sheep over there, lions and bears. That's what. How would you like to start off your life with that? The therapists are going to have a field day. You need extensive therapy. Extensive. This is traumatic. How do you live with this? How did he grow up? Where's the love that people need? You know how many people tell me they never had love? I recommend give love. Stop with the love. Sometimes you got a point. But the best point is just go give love. You don't know how powerful that is. When you're giving others, it'll calm you down. You'll feel great about it. Lechaim! Now, so, and afterwards, his father-in-law, Shaul HaMelech, now things are good. He became the hero. As soon as he became the hero, the whole Klai Yisrael's dancing, David. He killed Goliath like this. It was a beautiful story. He finally, and now they're all talking about him, how great he is. As soon as that happens, he got himself a Shver. First class. How would you like that? A Shver was at Tzadik Yisrael Olam. Shaul HaMelech was a kid. You have no mussig how big he was. He took a spear and aimed at David to nail him against the wall. Three times he did that. Did you hear that? You like to have a shver like that? Anybody have problems with the shver? Come. Take a look at what he went through. Look at the shver. We're finished? Okay, now he became Melech. You know how many people hated David? You know how many enemies he had? Anybody worried about being unpopular? Anybody feel they're out of place and they wish they'd be like one of those big mouths that are popular? Yeah? You want to meet David HaMelech? You want to hear about it? And guess who his enemies were? Daig, Abir HaRoi, Mashal HaShol. He was a Sanhedrin. Achisayful, yes, Achisayful, and Eitzah. He was like, yes, and you're Metumim. These were his sworn enemies. Daig, Achisayful, Shimei Ben Gera, another Rosh Sanhedrin. These people were kids. They hated David. You want to know who else? They were all over the place. Avner. Avner was a kid. Avner was a malach. He was Avner once said, he was the chief general of Shaul's army. He said, if the world would have a handle, I could shake it. And it says, when he stood up, the whole army of Klai Yisrael went between his feet. Whatever that means. No, we're okay. Okay, anyway. You know who Avner was. You know who Shaul was. They all hated David with a passion. Avner, Shaul, Sheva ben Bichri. Oh, wait a minute. Now let's get with the Nachas. Let's at least the Kindleach will have Nachas from the Kindleach. You want to hear about his Nachas? His crown prince. It wasn't really his oldest son, Avner. You know what he did? With his own sister. With Amrei and Tamar. A horror! A scandal! The Melechs, and it was a punishment. David was getting paid back. Without Bathsheba, Hashem was giving him. Come inside, there's room for everybody. And so Amrei and Tamar, and she's running in the streets, and a Bezoyin the bizyonis he got for that one brother with the sister with a weird story you never heard of, a scandal. Look at his kids. Look how he's raising his kids. Now, Rav Zaychik says a very interesting thing. Penny has another son called Avshalom. You know who he was? You want to hear what he was all about? Avshalom, Hashem Yirachem. Avshalom was out to kill his father. He rebelled against his father. He was a gorgeous looking person. And he must have been a big, he was a Nazir. He had a lot of qualities, spiritual qualities, or else Klai Yisrael wouldn't go with him. And David was on the bad list because with the Maaseh Bathsheba. And here he has a son, a Nazir, who keeps away, you know, he's a Nazir. So they probably figure he's a pure person. David is not the real thing. They had big people who didn't like him. And then after they killed Avshalom, then he has another son. He's not finished. Gamba Erev al Tenech Yadecha. What does it say? They have Talmidim. You have to build Talmidim when you're younger years. When you get older, continue. So his Yesurim continued. No, let's not get away with anything. Another son, Adonio ben Chagas. Also, rebellion against his father. Isn't that a beautiful life, David? Anybody complaining about what life's all about? Hashem doesn't like you. Anyway, let's get to the point. After his Ptira, it says they thought he was no good. After he was Niftat, his Levaya, it was like, who knows who he really was. The Maaseh Bathsheba, like, wasn't, people couldn't forgive him. You know, Elos Yidnu, you know, how can you do such a thing? And it says when did things get better? When the Avisha did something for him after he was Nifta, the Aaron, they try to get the Aaron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It didn't go until they said, but so Shlaima said, Babur David Avdecha, after shape and image of Mitamal, the door swung open. And then all his enemies, their faces turned black, like the bottom of a pot. After he was Nifta, now you know who David was. You like to be like that? Bad reputation? Well, I want to tell you, Maisa, when he was running away from Shaul, he was defending the whole Klal Yisrael. He was helping people. While he was being hunted by Shaul, he made himself useful. He didn't waste his life. So he had these few hundred people who were a little bit interesting people. They all had tzaris. All these guys with the peklos, they ran after David. And that was his army. And he went with his few hundred people guarding the countryside and trying to be of help. You know, for saving from wolves, from robbers. Then he has a cousin named Novel. A cousin, Kalbizi, from his own mishpacha, Yehuda. And he says, Novel, and he needed food for his chevra. He speaks with such warmth. Your son, David, is coming. Maybe he could give us something to eat. And he, you have that, Vamatam Koilochoi. There's a certain lushan of camaraderie that he uses. Novel, let's get together. If you can give me a little bit, we've been helping you all this time. Novel says, "Who? Who's this Ben Yishai? This good for nothing. I won't give him a penny. He's a shrek. He hated him. What's that for? I'm being nice to you. He hated him. He hated David. And then he has a city called Keilah, a city called Zithim. And David helped these cities. And then the Shiloh was, David had to hide from Shaul. Should I hide? It was one of those cities. So the Urim and Thummim says, don't get near, that they're going to give you over. That's his best friends. Those are people that he helped. They'll just betray you. The whole Klal Yisrael betrayed him. When they ran after Avshalom, he was a hero. He saved their lives with Goliath. He was a hero. And now the whole Klal Yisrael went against him. All his friends deserted him. All his building, it's not shaykh. Anybody feels like, you know, things aren't working out, you know, my friends. Take a look at David. Let's bring David into the scene. David is a melech, is an example. By the way, it's brought down that he learned all night, despite all the hard work that he did all day, to give an example. That's why Yidden picked up from David, Amalagi Yidden, when they came home late at night of a full day of back-breaking work. They took a pan and put inside freezing ice cold water, took off their shoes and socks, and put in their feet and opened up a Gemara. That's the way they had it. That's what Yidden used to do. Picked it up from David. You had a hard work, so what? You know what Reb Gershon Lieberman did in the concentration camp? Reb Gershon Lieberman, he refused to work for the Nazis. And he says, I don't work for them. In fact, somebody heard about it. And he wanted a chant for the Nazis. And he figured, Reb Gershon's going around, I don't hold from these guys. I don't work for them. So what did he do? Look at that. Rabbi Sai, Songs of Nevada, Rabbi Shenkolevsky. He's a gvaldig. It's just gvaldig. Go take it. It's great. It's not shy. He sings for us in our shul. He's the official Baal Menagin of the shul with Nevada and Nagunim. He's Ab Chachma Rach B'Shonim. He understands Nevada like as if he was born there. I'm on all kidding aside. I daven. I want to bring the Vardig back. So David still listens to me. What? What this? I have. Don't worry. So David still listens to me. David says, I want the Vardig back full course. So he pops up. How did he pick it up? I don't know. He was never there, and it's getting it. And I ask for the impossible, and I keep getting it. It's unbelievable. I have somebody who turned himself around in a month. He listens to me, this guy. He's a tremendous guy. And I say, go against your nature. And he runs to all his enemies. And he's mahana them. And he sits in the back. When they get together, he sits there lechatchila. He takes a 2-hour trip to go to a get together among the people who destroyed his life and traumatized him. Whatever. He was not accepted in his younger years in a certain, whatever. And that oilam, he goes to them to get some bezeinus. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. He does things that, and then you have, and then what else does he do? He has a neighbor who's a rascal, a nasty kid, who's a chutzpahdik kid. Everyone's scared of him. So he spits at him, and he's afraid of the whole world because of all his traumas he had throughout his life. He needs extensive therapy for the next 200 years. He needs therapy. Marriage is a big shiloh. Is he fit for the whole institution? The guy has all kinds of pekach, and he turned himself around. He goes, Dafka says hello to all the neighbors that he's afraid of. Dafka goes, and that kid, the nasty kid, became his best friend, and the kid loves him. In months, and I speak to him on the phone, I'm speaking to a different person. How did that happen? I daven. I say, hey, Bishta, I keep davening. By the way, this person is an enikel of the Rambam. I owe the Rambam everything. Everybody owes the Rambam. Because the Rambam was the one that taught people how to fight their midas by going the opposite extreme. It's all from him. The whole Navarri, the whole Kelm, all the shittas come from the Rambam. So I owe the Rambam. The Rambam did me a favor. And he gave me a Rambam's enikel that needed help badly. This guy just said goodbye to all his therapists. You have a musig what that means. And now he's starting a whole movement on his own. They're all running after him because they go, how'd you do it? They can't believe how a guy, they see the change in this person. Pure Nevadic, just simple Nevadic. I daven for Nevadic. I get Rabbi Shenkolevsky with the real Amoligan Nevadic and the good, and he knows how to do it. Anyway. So let's get back. Where are we up to? Talking about David HaMelech. What were you up to? Now, Hanukkah. The niggin, you want a niggin? You sing. Sing a niggin. Let's go. Let's get a Hanukkah niggin. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sing a niggin. Navardik a niggin. Good, let's hear. Yeah, I want Kol HaLashon. Come in, take this. So sing a few minutes. A few minutes won't kill nobody. What? Tony, come sit down. We want you to be. Here's my guest. We have our own Meshiter. We are Achasi. This has a special. Come closer. They want to see you. The future of Navardig is here. Ladies, come. Now, I gotta sing. Yeah, take this.
No,
no.
This is remind us of the time when from the Yevonim Zeros we were saved by Hashem. From those wicked Rishonim we were saved with the battle cry of the Chashmainoim. Milashem Eilai, let us think, what was it that caused the Greek pit? Which Mechshol was there, which from it we must beware? Mingling with the Goyim caused a bitter fate. V'hivdilanu min hatoyim, from Goyim we must separate. We mixed our girls and boys in the cultures that were made by them. Not realizing this is poison for Yidden, for the Am Hashem. We must make sure to stay away from the Goyim who are Tomei. This Pasuk should stay with you. Let's not get influenced by their culture. Living like an animal. Living like a cow, like a vulture. That's all means a liberal. And when they go, they say new style. What does that mean to you? With clothing of a crocodile will make you so excited too. And when a guy in a shtus so small takes a bat and hits a ball, to their shtusim let us not fall, who now think that this is all. And when guy make a new style music that sounds just like a shooting gun, or else you then go and use it, the music style of Haman. Bringing out the Goyim see me, of all the Gimel Chamorois. A Yid should say you'll never see me, with all that disgusting noise. From their advertisements, let us get rid. They are not for any Yid. Cause if you are a Tel Amelikim, Coke is not the Tam HaChayim.
You don't have to be holding this is come. Can you give me one of them? I want to show Torah any time.
The label.
Let's see. Take a look, up by side. We're going to get some. Get yourself a copy of Rabbi Sai. This man is golden. He is so geschmack. Isn't he great? For bringing back the Vardigan business. Now I want to tell you, Rabbi Sai, that why is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's a big but. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, let me tell you a few things. I was talking about the Mama Rachel, right? The Mama Leah. Do you know that Yosef HaTzadik's grandiose hanhagis is unbelievable. You know, Pari was afraid of him. He said he might kill us too. Everyone was petrified of him. The way he treated his brothers, after he was crying because he saw they had charata, he said, okay, I know what you have are all about. Two of you wiped out a whole city, right? Right? And he got them to turn colors. These are his big brothers. Then, he had a maisa with Tamar, Think I don't know about it? You didn't tell me, Chazal say. He laid them, mamish, he did a job with no rachmanis. It's an unbelievable story. Now, the simple pshat is, he didn't want them to suffer in Gehenna. But I want to say, bachlal on Yosef HaTzadik, he was on a remimus dick of a halos. And I'll tell you why. Because if you notice, whenever it says Yisrael, you know, Yaakov Avinu, his name changed to Yisrael. And it says you can't be Yaakov anymore, you gotta be Yisrael. I counted about 70 times it says Dafke Yaakov, and 25 times the most it says Yisrael. What's going on? I thought you turned into Yisrael. How did you stay with Yaakov? Twice. The Eidister told him, the Malas told him, from now on Yisrael, and no more Yaakov, and he's still Yaakov. What's going on? I don't know, Jack, but one thing I want to tell you. Yaakov is a lesser Lashon. That's klar. Chaim HaKodesh and Rabbeinu Hirsch both say, Yaakov means depression. Yisrael means when you're besimcha. Okay? 70 depression Yaakovs, and only 20 happy ones. So don't think if you're under depressive chas v'chalila, we don't understand Yaakov in a million years. But look how he's always on the low. Isn't that something? It's ha'ara. He's always, people think, I'm going to make it. There are times in his life where he made it big. But chi ruach, yeah, you know, sometimes he feels better. Now I'm going to tell you, I followed. So first of all, that's number one. Number two, even when you're a Yaakov, you're still, you are Yisrael. For the moment, the road's bumpy. You're still doing those Averis. But be'etzem you're Yisrael already. Even though you're being called Yaakov, but the real you is Yisrael. You got to remember that. Even though we do things that are not so great, but the real, you're already changed. So, okay, you're going to keep falling. So, thank God. Rav Scheinberg used to tell the Bachurim when in the bathrooms, they used to have, those days, they didn't have Frumu magazines. So they used to cut out, in Yeshiva's Torah, or Rav Scheinberg's Yeshiva, the ladies got a hold of those Goyisha magazines. That's what they, those days, they simply didn't have any Frum stuff. So we American boys just came to Eretz Yisrael. It's a different world. I don't want to corrupt everybody. You're going to hit us. They're going to think we're a bunch of Schkotzen. But the ladies, it was Yedua, the ladies of that were in charge of censoring all that stuff. They said if you found a two-year-old boy with short pants, they cut him out. You know, they wouldn't let anything. It was funny. Rav Scheinberg used to remark more than once, what happens if you saw something once that you shouldn't have seen? He used to, you're not upgefragt. He used to say that constantly. So what? He used to make a big thing on that. He used to always say that. So you fell in. You became a bum already. You're going to start sitting on yourself. I did this, I did this. Very important. So anyway, you're Yisrael, even though you're Yaakov, whatever that means, but you're still the great Yisrael. Now, the funny thing is, whenever it says Yisrael, it has to do with Yosef. Whenever it says Yisrael, most of the times, when he's dealing with Yosef, Yisrael, ahav es Yosef mikol bono. Oh, suddenly he's Yisrael. Yisrael, vaya Yisrael, oh, he becomes Yisrael whenever Yosef pops up. I want to tell you that. Maybe a pshat, why Yosef went with such a grandiose mahalach. He was so royal. He was so, he pushed around everybody. I had a dream with Tati and Mami. Everyone's bowing down to me. And then the Shvatim, the way he treats them later. The way he, and in a girl in Paitifa's house, he's also. And in a girl of Abai, says, I mean, many, no one bigger than me. Wherever he goes, he's on top and he knows it. And he talks about, in fact, he lost 10 years of his life. Because he heard, and Yehuda said Abdecha concerning his father. He should have said, you don't say that. He shouldn't have allowed that. But because he was a little too much like that, he lost 10 years. So you see, he was going extreme in Gaiba. I don't know why the belt doesn't sit on that. Yosef was going extreme. Paro was scared of him. He faffed him on. You know, every time he says, Hey, Paro, you know what that means? Just like Paro's wife. Life isn't worth a penny. My shvuah is also not worth a penny. That's what he meant. I'll say that. He used to make fun of him left and right. Everybody, he was a melech shvat, and there is a svara that's brought down. He didn't want them to burn in Gehenna. That's why he. But Bechlali was like that. He's well, why didn't he stick up for Abdachavi? Bechlali, he was boom, boom, boom to the end of S for his entire life. Now I got to tell you a pshat. First of all, he was the man. You know, people who conquer the Yetzer Hara, there's no rules, but very often they have no fears. You know that? I know a guy who used to be very nizzer in something. When he fell, when he got on a plane, he was the first time in his life he was scared. He was very nizzer in certain things. When he fell in his rusnias, suddenly his fear. All right, it has a lot to do. It's how to push it. A gevura of the shvatim means they would gebar him against the yetzar. That's why it was super strong, all of them, because they knocked out. Each one had his own nisyanis, 12 different. Okay, now Yosef was king. Why was he king? He had the biggest nisyan. That's why it says Yol Ahavas Yosef and Kolbanov. He knew up front this. I found out later someone else says it's a Zaya something. But Yaakov knew from up, he's going to have big nisyanis. I got to love him the most. And I got to learn the most Torah with him. Because the only way to conquer the Yetzer that he's in for, you got to know how to learn. When he was in the pit, they threw him in the pit. No, such a crap didn't bother him. It says he cried because he forgot his learning. Because his learning was, he knew, I got to learn more than everybody. I'm going to have nisyanis like nobody. Gets it. But anyway, but the notion, whenever it says Yisrael, he's dealing with Yosef because Reimamus, the man who conquers, is Yetzirah, like Yaakov destroyed that Malach, right? He destroyed the Malach. Yosef destroyed all those Yetziraras. He was connected with Yaakov. In fact, Chazal say openly that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be based Yaakov. They're a team, Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov is going to be Eish. Yosef, based Yaakov Eish, based Yosef Lahava. And Esav Lakash, he's going to be strong and they'll wipe him out. Yaakov and Yosef are working together. That's why when he saw Esav's Batifa, you know what stopped him? He saw his father's face. Because they're working together. That's why he loved his Yosef. He loved him because he liked them. He was cute. He reminded him of, he loved them because I've got a mission to destroy. I was born to get in the same boich together with an Esav. The Siddur Shoshama says that he was similar to David, that Yaakov had a big Yetzar than the other of us. That's what he says. He was like similar to David. David was like an Admoni. To be a twin brother who looked exactly like Esav, by the way. He looked like Esav, you know that? So Chazal. I mean, Hirsch mentioned also, he looked like him. There were differences, but looking doesn't stop me looking. He had potential in the other direction. And to go against it, that's why he was such a crazy masman. Why he never stopped learning, because he has to deal with it. And that's why Yosef ends up in the tribe among the Mentashari Tumah with all the stupid Zim over there. Because they're similar. They're in the same boat to kill the Yitzhar. They were the biggest in that city. Okay, now. So I want to tie now. The Srara means beating up the Yitzhar. Sorry. That's why I tie it. The Nemesis shot line is that. Now I want to say another Zach. Something else going on here. Yosef was a cotton Shebeshvatim. Now, Chas v'chalila. That I should say a pshat in these giants. But, chas v'chalila, I'm not walking away without having something for me to work with. I want to grow from what they did. Now, the Rambam does say that to get rid of to work on your midas, you got to go the extreme. You got to go extreme the other direction. Got it? Now, guess who Yosef was? He was Katan Shebeshvatim, this week's parsha. He's called, Chazal call him, Katan Shebeshvatim. How would you like to be in a family where six B'nai Leah that own the world? Ho, 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 ho. Sheva and Levi, you started with them. You know Yehuda was? These people were giants. Yibayim and Abidus Hashem, they were Malachim, all of them. And B'nai Leah, we're in charge. And they used to look down at the Shvachas, whatever that means. And now Yosef is Nebus Rachel. She gave everything away and... and she lost everything, you know, the Mama Rachel. At least that's what it looks like. What are you doing, Sajis? So what does the Bali Musa say? You go extreme! I own the world! I'm bigger than everybody! It's the only way. Or else you're going to be dead. You got to be mean and nasty. Even my father and mother bowing down to me. And Yaakov actually bowed down to Yosef. How did Yosef let that happen? He let it. He was extremely crazy. He made fun of them. He made fun of everybody. And I'm big. I'm everything. It's something for us to think about. I spoke to. I think I could say his name. He's not going to be mocked at Rav Schlesinger. About this area. And I said, when you have an inferiority complex, you're one of those types. You got to go extreme around. And you got to do crazy funny things. Like, remember my hat used to have Rashka Bahad? That's one of my shtick. Rosh Kibahag, Hagoyin Rabbeinu, Yudha Mandel, you know, I have my shtick. And I said, you got to really get carried away. And he said, he laughed and he says, you're 100% right. You got to go extreme or else you're not going to make it. You're going to try to, well, you have to be, you know how many people tell me, I can't, it's really not right to be, you have to have Derech Eretz. That's your Yetzer Hara. I'm warning you. What Derech Eretz? What? You're not getting up in the morning. You feel your own's better than you. Your anxieties, guess where they come from? Because people in your life are too important. You macht a Gott von a Mensch. You make gods out of humans. You can't do that. And you're doing it. We all do it. We all make gods. He got Sidi Kedushin. And look at those two buttons in the back of his kapata. Oh, he's chashuv. Look the way he walks. You know, he's walking like that. He has problems with his back. And he has to hold. You live in such dinyan. You know, I always have this. Whenever I'm in a crowd where I know the people there, they're into kinna, I always have a million people running after me. And I see them all going like this. And when they're not here, I'm not so popular. The Eibishter Dafkes tests you. He's always planting people that are scary to you, but it's baloney, the whole scary business. Envy is ignorance. Imitation is suicide. It's Matthias. Anyway, so you gotta go extreme. Yeshiva's whole life, he was tough. And the Bali Musa, there's a famous two big Hasidic rebbes. One of them was Mush. And the other one was like this. And one of them once confided to the other and said, you know why? He was born like this. He had to work on himself. He's Ma'idav Eishval Ruch. That's his chazal. He needs that chazal. Tone down, Bubba. You think you own the world. And me, I was born. So I go like Yosef Atzadi. I'll tell you who else did this. Now, the Mama Leah, it's funny. Why does she go ahead? After six children, she finally decides to be nice to Rachel and let the next one be a girl. Rachel shouldn't be less than. Oh, you finally woke up that Rachel's being left behind. Well, you got six children. You stole the show 10 times over. You got Kuna, you got Levia, you got Malchus, you got it all. Yisachar with Zvul, not shy. What lay all the B'nai Tirish? She got them all. She got. Well, I think it's time for you. Finally woke up. What's up, Shachas v'chaliv, the Mama Leia? Nobody knows anything, but I'm going to say for us. What I want to say for us is the Mama Leia is a snua. She's a snua from day one. She's supposed to marry Esav. You know what feels like? She had a lifetime of Gehenna. She checked in. What's my cousin? I'm engaged to him. What's he all about? Oh, Esav? That's the one? Oh, what's he like? What's he like? No, Esav. She went with sugar. And she's crying and crying and loving. You can't talk to him. He's not going to change his mind. They're engaged. And Yitzchak Avinu was behind that engagement. You're going to start up with Yitzchak Gadol HaDor? Or you're going to talk to Rachel? She's the other one. She wants her Yaakov. So she cried to the Abish and she won. But anyway, she started off in the garbage can. Esav's Tala. And she remained. While she was married to Yaakov, like, does he like me? Doesn't he? Snua Leah, maybe now he'll like me. Now, someone like that, gotta go extreme and don't stop. You run the world, Bubby. Now listen to this one. I'm gonna tell you a murder Targum Yenison. I never knew this Targum before. Hop little fella. Targum, I think it's Targum Yenison. Do you know, how did Shaul HaMelech become king? You know how he became king? Because Shaul HaMelech became king because Binyamin was standing at the Yam Suf and he was the baby of all the brothers and the baby jumped in first. Whatever happened, Yehuda Binyamin was old Tumul, but he jumped in first, he got Malchus. You're a Mechutzif. You stick up for yourself, you be a big shot, you got Malchus. Binyamin was not supposed to be the Melech. Yehuda has the Malchus. How did he get it? It's a Pella. No, whatever. Talks about it, Rabbi Miller. They say Shaul is Lashon borrowed. You know, you borrowed Malchus. You don't really. It's not really yours. It belongs to you. But how did he get in the first place? B'yamin? Because they were over Chutzif. The little younger brother jumped up. Chutzpah min atar minayin. There you go. And why did Shaul lose it? Says this is in Shmuel, this Targum. Why did Shmuel not caught natabeinecha? You're looking down at yourself, Shaul. You lost it. The way you got to it is because you're hold from yourself. You're losing and you're going and you have to erase yourself. Veshbaba kerlam, you lost it. So, okay. Rabbi Yerushalm brings it down. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. It was kedai to come to hear this. Was macht ihr? Was macht ihr? Kommt da rein. Meier, boy, prat. Bring in this guy's gewaldi. We have a Chanukah, everybody said, well, dance a little bit. Maybe I'll leave, we'll end up with this. Oh, potato chips. Come on, 1 second. This is for me. Wait, you gotta see me the way I eat potato chips, the way you never eat. The Olam has to see, you know, mutalach. You know, there's a lot of prone people out there. They don't eat. have to be mechanach the chevra. There's a lot of eat. It's mishkevelach, especially Chanukah. It's a mitzvah. Every bite you take, you'll get Olam Haba. Every tiny bite, you enjoy it. Thank Hashem that He created potato chips. I'm serious. Doesn't it give you a munah, that potato chips? Look at this. A baisai. Take. Machta bracha. Joy Chanukah, whoever eats. I mean, you know what I tell my Talmidim? I have these. And I tell them, okay, whoever's good, either you're going to get the donut or you're getting the whole. Try my fun. Take this custard. Nam Davis to made this delicious stuff. Oh, I don't mind that. That's all right. Look at this.
My niece tomorrow, she has a surgery 7:30.
You sure, Gamora?
I said, my sister's
going to
have a surgery. 100%. A week ago, they want to make a surgery in the house.
She's going to be perfect. Perfect. Lahadam.
Odaya
bas Rivka. Odaya bas Rivka. Yeshua Gemora. Everybody. Okay. Take, Rabbi. Take. Eat. Take Coke. Take. Let's have a niggin. You want a niggin? With the Coke, yeah. The Coke, all the Coke. Machtvelach. Zayis Chanukah. Let's be happy, all the Jews all over the world. I am now being mitzvah at the whole Klal Yisrael. We're having you all, I mean, all in mind. Every Jew in the world, we have you in mind with every bite that you should have simcha. And by the way, I hold that Pepsi tastes better with a ktsais. You ever hear that one? It's true. You know, Baruch Moshe Zrachi says that. He said, you want to enjoy a good Pepsi? Do it with a ktsais. I mean, it goes great. But if you don't, you know. But lechatchili, get it with a ktsais. Take. Rabbi, you're not eating enough. Yes. I mean, Navadigas believe in good food. What? We'll get there. Look, I'm up to the main dish. Chaim tovim l'shalom. Pickles are not shy. I told you to mix it with my pickle. I come to a chasana, and my wife takes good care of me. My buttons are always, you know, always a problem. My wife gets a hold of me, my Hungarian cook wife. She's the best, by the way. My wife is the best cook in Lakewood. She knows that I keep saying this. Isn't that great for Shalom Bayis? Anybody want to? No, what is it going to cost you anything? You can do the same thing. You can be chaylik on me. You can say to your wife is the best. She's going to like it. Yeah, he told my wife once. Whenever I look serious, I look too serious. You know where it's coming from? I'm trying to figure out how was I zeichel to marry you? What did I do good to be zeichel to get you? So she likes it. So I asked her once, you really believe me? That stuff. She says, it doesn't matter. I like it anyway. So everybody's like, go for it. Yeah, it's good. It won't kill you. Anyway, here's the story. No, my case is not true. Anyway, so what I want to say now, I'll tell you this much. Rabbi Rucham says, an Anov feels everybody's better than him. Right? A person working on the kosher gaiva believes that every single person in the world is less than him. Rabbi Rucham in Das Torah, Pashas Noach, Chelik Ma'amorim. It's required reading. What? Oh, now we're talking. Beautiful. You know who was sitting here, Rabbi? We got the best people. That's right. I'll take some potato chips. They once asked Rav Gershon, oh, you turned me off already? I wanted the elder to see how that I'm boring on Torah. This is an Adama, no? No, I made a shock. Boring on Torah, no? We hate him all, because I'm a pre-Adama.
Did I have a potato chip?
Some people hold yotze latkes with potato chips. It's a whole tumult. But everybody holds you're not yotze Chanukah licht unless you read the Tefillah weekly before. That everybody holds. I saw an Olam fighting in the hallway in Kel Shimson. They were arguing. I mean, what bracha do you make on the Tefillah weekly? But everybody was masking it's a Birkas Hananim. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim.
Person shouldn't be afraid that
what? Now you need a Rebbe. Always get a Rebbe. You gotta get a Rebbe to control you, to watch what you're doing. You need a friend, a Rebbe, you don't do things alone. You know, I once got a phone call from a bacha. Rabbi Mendel, I want to do a prat. Should I put my hat on backwards? I said, don't you dare, you're crazy. You want to be a mashugah. So you have to need a rabbi. You have to watch what you're doing. You know, everything has to happen. You have to do it. No. I hold them bigger. I ain't part of the Torah. I hold them bigger than everyone else. You know how much people would shtag if they did that? If people would do that, they would shtag. If you held your taka better, you'd shtag, you'd be a different person. You know what puts people in the garbage can? People are always comparing themselves to others. Always. What does this guy think? Thank you so much. Good to have you around. A niggun. Anybody sing a niggun, though? I don't mind. I had enough. My wife's not looking. How do you know? Take Rabbi Zai. Is this before your time? This is No, let's dance.
Divine name, they get so alive.